So, I'm adding this, and the show is coming out at 11 o'clock tonight. Now, last night, I want to say, I've been talking about records, but I'm putting this in the very beginning. I do have something else, but that's part of the show. This is part of my life. I was on the phone for over 6 hours last night, talking to a certain somebody. Not going to say who. But I'm talking to this person for 6 hours. I knew the beginning. I knew the middle-ish of the stories that were going to be told. And I knew the ending outcome. But I was surprised in a way because it doesn't always end that way. And my philosophy in life, well, it's kind of corny. That's kind of like a lie. I don't want to lie. I don't want to say it's my philosophy in life, but I think it's a good thing you shouldn't go to bed angry. I think a lot of people out there would agree. So if you're, before I get into anything, if you're a woman out there and you go to bed and you're just angry, or a guy, you know, like whatever it is you're doing, stop doing it. First of all, it's not good for you. When you go to bed, you're going to bed to relax your mind. Luckily for me, because I have the ADHD and I get to take a Xanax, and that kind of helps me slow everything down. I guess it would, you know, without joking, ish, I guess, ish. Saying that, by the way, I take a Xanny, and then I realize this is what normal people think, and then, like, I'm like, whoa, because my brain is not racing, and that's fine. You don't have to take, I drop my phone, and I paused it, but you don't have to take a Xanax or pills to go to sleep. If you have a loved one that is going through something and they think they need, I'm not talking about anything heavy. Heavy drugs I've dealt with my whole life. Not me personally, like I have, but my family. But when you need people that need Xanax, especially Xanax, I'm sorry, people who need it for real, I understand, because people who need it for real probably understand exactly what I'm talking about, but the people who don't need them and they just want them to get that feeling so they can pass out, and then let's say you give them 10 of them and you say, all right, this should be enough for 20 days or whatever, but they're out of them within 4, that kind of pisses you off, not just because money, it's not the money. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? I have a real condition that I might either wake up in the middle of the night and have a fucking panic attack, which I've only had one in my life, but with the experience I've had with other people, I could see where, like, hey, you need it. You definitely need it. And I sympathize with that person. There's a person that I met, and the first night, this person had one of these. And I knew what the person was going through right away, because I've been through it. Not the waking up part, but I've been through that part where you're like, oh my God, this is the worst fucking feeling in the world. And right there, I was like, I already know what to do to like help this person out. Because you know what I knew? I knew what the person wasn't just going through. I knew what the person was thinking. And once you know that and say that, they get very comfortable. It helps. It's very helpful to have somebody to talk to when you're going through that. And I did mention something about somebody wanting to get on here and do a podcast, and I don't want to do one, not because it's about, like, hey, I'm right and you're wrong. It's one, it doesn't matter. I'll take the blame for everything, sure. I don't care. I just don't want to air it out on the podcast, and that's not what this is about. Nobody wants to hear that. Unless I get, like, messages and saying, hey, talk about this and talk about this. But not only that, but to be kind of, like, trashed also by other people. I'm not going to say trashed, more or less not liked and not know the story. The whole story. And everybody knows that saying, there's three sides to a story. So, I'm going to take the next couple minutes to tell you my side of the story. Meaning, nothing to do with anybody right now. You guys know a lot of this part, but when you take care of your parents and you're trying to build a relationship, and the relationship is 15 minutes away from your house, which is not far, and you're also trying to get a job, and you don't know what to do, like, with, I should get Social Security, I don't know who should I have around for my parents, they're not going to just want strangers. I've been there for over 10 years helping out. I get so worried about what happens if this happens, or a leak, or the roof, or the heater, which was just put in, or something, or a fire, which has happened before, because people drop cigarettes because they take Xanax and other things. That worries the shit out of me. Oh yeah, and then try to have a relationship which you're totally in love with, the relationship. And the reason why I'm adding this in is because I think I'm an idiot for doing it, adding it in. And I hope that this person knows that whatever happened, happened. I can't change it, she can't change it, and that's that. But don't say that I'm trashing. Don't say I'm trashing you when I'm the same person. Wasn't years ago. It was a couple months ago. Knowing what I would have done and still do. Like, still feel and do and say to you. And 6 hours on the phone. If that doesn't speak volumes. I don't talk to anybody. I don't even do podcasts that long. I don't do editing that long. I honestly, I'm not sure if I'm going to put this out. I really don't know. I just don't want, you know, like, I felt so useless before I met this person. And I said it, and I said it's going to take time, because I knew what I was dealing with on my end. And I didn't know the whole story on the other end, but, you know, when you're moving in with somebody or being with somebody, you're basically taking half of their drama, their family, everything, you know? And I really try not to put that on to that person, because it's not that it's not fair. I mean, like, it's part of being in a relationship, and it is very helpful. So all's I ask before I end this is, if you're going to tell the story, tell it right. And I'm not saying that somebody lied. I'm just saying sometimes you stick to a story and that's your story. And it's like, well, it might not just be true. Not saying the whole thing. just saying, some things might not be true, and I can admit to it, because there's times where I was told something, I'm like, oh, you know what, you're absolutely right, you're right, I didn't do this, or I did do this, and I totally forgot about it, and that's something I picked up off of this person, is you're only human. But don't say I said certain things when I very much said the opposite. Like I said, I'm not going to get into anything because it's not fair. That person's not here to defend themselves. And that's not what this is about. I don't want that. So I'm putting it out there first, saying I fucked up regardless. It's my fault. And this is not a plea to get back or anything like that, okay? The one thing that I do have is fucking dignity and pride. But when somebody else says, if they love this person, they would have this. Well, you're not in my shoes. You don't know what's going on. So don't. Just don't. Because I don't know how you were raised personally, and I would never ever talk bad on anybody on here unless I would fucking name them and everything. Because that's the one thing I was not taught, well, sorta ish. I guess my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, has always said, if you had something to say it to their face. Well, I'm not saying anything to anybody. I'm just making a general assumption about stories and how they can get, like, twisted. Basically, like the telephone game. And I am guilty of this, too. But there's things that I absolutely know that are not true. And there's things that I know that are true. With that being said, I hope this ends that part, and I am sorry on my end, and I lost a lot. And according to this other person, they lost a lot too, and I don't get it, because I don't, if you did, then I'm 10 minutes away, and I'm done, and I'm sharing this because I'm taking a, like a page out of one of my buddy's book, and I'm just gonna say how I feel, and I'm tired, and also after this I'm taking like 2 weeks with her in the hospital. I'm just gonna take 2 weeks. I
usually do that for the seasons, but this is like the 6th episode already, and I just need a break. I don't want to be worried. Like, podcast is my therapy sometimes, but I never want it to be this kind of therapy. This is not what I wanted to bring into the world, is more sadness. And I'm just going to end it on, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. And please, this was really for me, and if it helps somebody else, it's great. But, like I said, I'm not always right, I know that, and I might not know everything about love, and if you can point me to one person who does, then they are probably really rich and smart and probably won some kind of Nobel fucking award or something, because I don't believe anybody on this planet really knows the extent of love and what it really means. We know little phrases and things that come with it. We think we do. But, you know, what the fuck do I know, right? I've only been thinking about this since I was 18 years old. 18 years old. 20 fucking 4 years I've been thinking about what does love mean on top of the universe. And with that, I leave you with this. Take care and enjoy, please.
Hello there, family and friends, friends that are family and family that are friends. This is Eddie with the TBD Network, also the TBD Podcast Network. The TBD Network is a thinker's podcast covering subjects and ideas that can advance the mental fortitude and critical thinking in an effort to further humanity through casual conversation. But right now, you are listening to the Jimmy James Show, A to Z. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you.
It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me. Not hooked into my mic. I'm actually just having this scheduled for 12 o'clock tonight, so it'll come out Friday morning. I want to say in my own words, because I did that raplet and I did it so quick, I'm like, I didn't even go back and double check everything. And then as I was like going to do that and also add in links, you know, for Nihon, which I never did, I'm like sitting there talking about him and telling him about his music, which I gotta say, Eddie, I had him like, I would say my mid roll, but it was like, I didn't realize the show was like over an hour, but anyway, I put his link in there because, you know, I have him pretty much as a mid-roll. And Eddie just dropped like a bomb of a message. It's only 30 seconds long, but it's like, you know, FaceTime message on our group, our crew. And I was like, damn, like that made my day, you know, like it made me feel like, like what I'm doing, if it helps you, just you 12 or 10 or 3, then I don't mind doing it. I honestly, the only thing I really, really wish, for all of us that are in content creating, is that this Spotify thing in June really pays out for us. I mean, I know we're not looking for, you know, $1,000 a week or a month, or whatever. But come on, man. Like, when I pushed myself, I was making 35 to 40 a month when I pushed. And now I'm doing it where I'm not going too far. Like, all right, I did that episode and all that. The only thing that sucked, I had to do it without wires. That would have made it a lot easier. So I don't want to. This is the advice I got from Eddie. And I always say, Eddie is from the TBD Podcast Network, if you don't know. So go listen to his show. It's right in the description. And he kind of explains his show a little bit. I still got to do an opener for him. So, I mean, I did, but it was, like, really just weird. His was so much better. I always say that. But anyway, it's true, though. I was gonna drop it at 12. I was gonna, like, tell me, I'll probably do it 11, just because, you know, whatever. Because I'm not gonna do a show, for Saturday or Sunday, mom's in the hospital, and, I mean, like I said, everything's fine. I'm literally, when I'm done recording this part, I'm actually going to be calling. I haven't heard anything for a day or whatever, or maybe I just missed it, so I'm gonna call them, but I wanted to thank Eddie, thank everybody in the crew, but, I also, that little raplet for Cody, I hope that did not, if I went over any line or cross any line, please let me know. I'll take anything down. I was honestly just wanted to cheer you up. You probably haven't heard it yet, but it's after this little beat. Because what I did was, not the rap lip part, is I did like an old app, which was okay. I can't think of the name of it right now. Padmaster. And then Padmaster is the better one. That's the second one. That's the longer one. It's like 10 minutes long. But like, you gotta buy the packs. So anyway, and then I did the one for free, and then I was gonna do one more, but I was like, oh, I already did that one. So I have that one for the end. So, it's not a long, I'm not doing nothing long, I'm sure you guys can understand, because, like I was trying to say, Eddie gave me some good advice about burning myself out mentally, and I've done that a lot, but, not only what Eddie said, ever since, I don't know, I'm not gonna sit here and say I owe Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything, but his motivational book that you can only hear it on Spotify Premium, that really inspired me, you know what I mean? Like, here's a guy, blah, 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 you know, like, he didn't, I've talked about this before, I'm going to try to keep this really short, but he talks about how growing up in Australia, but you really gotta listen to it, because it's like, wait a minute, this guy wasn't born here, he dreamed about coming here, and he put the fucking work in. Yeah, it was different back in the 70s and the 80s and all that, but he did that, and I'm over here, what, a fat fucking American, I have everything except wires that I need. Fucking wires. Anyway, I'm gonna have a show just named Wires. But, you know, I'm like, if he could do that, at least I could do is put more effort into the shows and on TikTok, because I wanted to see if that matched up, and it did. By the way, yes, I do know, question there, not from any of you guys. Yes, I do know the show says don't clank me, or clank this. Clank, like, it's not spelled click. That was purpose. I do know how to spell to a point. Sometimes I do get things wrong, but yes, I did do that kind of because it was on my end. I was literally speaking in the phone. I said, don't click this, and it said clank or whatever. And I'm like, I'm leaving it. That's the way it is. So, yeah, that's it. Go check out everybody's show that I mentioned. I have pretty much a lot of people's show in a playlist called My Friend's Playlist. Other people's shows. I have it on YouTube where you can see other people's. I think that's more YouTube. Nihon is on there too, so you can see some of his stuff. Yeah, just check these guys out. Like, because, like, you don't want to be listening to me all day. And I know a lot of people who listen to podcasts. There's a lot of podcast junkies. And guess what? We are the dealers. So we got to get our fix. You got to get your fix. And I'm going to end it with that. I got to make the phone call. Thank you once again to Eddie from the TBD Network. Sells t-shirts. I hope he liked that. Because I never heard back. You guys tell me all this, but you never tell me, like, oh, yeah, I heard the rabbit. Yeah, it made fun of me. Thanks, bro. Like, nothing. I got nothing. Like, hey, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, it's kind of fucked up, you know. But no, honestly, I don't think I pushed any lines. And I hope, like I said, Cody, don't hesitate. Let me know. I'm going to listen to it again just to make sure, but there was times where I was talking in there, and I swear to you guys, I was only going to tell you guys this, but I don't want to give too much away. Let's just say I mentioned something a couple times that I didn't realize subconsciously at the time. And I literally mentioned it in the rap-lit at the same time. So, yeah, I really didn't know that was coming out like that. So, there goes something everybody knows now. All right, well, the next thing up should be the rest of whatever the freak this is, but this is Beatdowns. 11. It's my 11th time doing this. Just because it's mostly beatdowns and there's one raplet. Alright. Enjoy your day. TGIF by the time you're hearing this. Like I said, I might drop it a little early. I get it. You know, like, you shouldn't have to wait till 12. So, alright. Peace out. Much love. Much respect. And, like always, take care of yourselves and one another. Thank you, my friends. And, I don't know what I do without you. What would I do? But what I do? I'm gonna get the fuck off this thing. Alright, bye. Peace.
Hey, what's up? This is a special raplet for my man's Cody, who I think not only deserves it, but also needed it. If I'm wrong about it, he could text me and tell me otherwise, but just for some exercise and to personalize this up in a box, I just wanted to reach out and say how sorry I truly was. I'm here for you, bro, even though we never met in real life and shook hands like men. But I could tell you you're true to your word and you got a heart full of pride and what most of us lack inside our own ability. To sit there willingly to let it out, with having no shame or being afraid of what you may hear, fuck that noise, you should never fear what you know what's true, talking about true and truth, it's fucked up what somebody can do to you, most people will say so what, I'll say so buttons, but maybe you should have thought about that before you went behind Cody's back, I ain't writing this to attack anybody I swear on my grave, but still it's a fucking ashamed, but I had to hear from a grown man, not saying it was whacked, I'm glad Cody shared what he was feeling, most men couldn't do that with a gun pointed to their head, I don't want to get off of track or base, but I personally think you're a man no woman should waste, you poured your heart out I'm sure more than once, but this time you did it with dignity and still kept your shit and without flipping out. I know sometimes I write these little rhymes with little teasers and pleasers for people who want to pay attention. But sometimes you just got to be between the lines. Sometimes people are just straight up out of line, off the page, off the book. I mean, hearing you had me shook, and that's no easy task, especially from somebody with my past. But I felt your pain and I feel it even today, as I write this out, hoping somewhere inside I find something I say in this lyrical roller coaster ride that will make you feel better, even if it's for a couple minutes. Then I know I did something, then sit here and say, oh, well, can't do nothing for that man who I actually call a friend. See where I'm from, if you fuck one of us over, that's it, it's over, like a movie, a book, or a career in VHS, that's the end. I have something inside of me waiting to come out, to show you all what true love did to me, maybe I'll share it on the show, and crazy as it may seem, this word I hate to use, but, she put it in motion, so now I guess I have to use it like a wave moving through the ocean. My ex wants to do a podcast with just us two, kind of hashing it out on a podcast that has nothing to do about what I usually talk about or what's in my nature. I do these shows that help out strangers, I guess you can call this my nature, like a flower ready to sprout. I know that's corny, no doubt. I am a romantic person by default. I was raised by magical people that had passed in this tragical world, but that's not what this is about. It's about knowing a person and knowing what they're going through, knowing I can help a friend in need. I mean, honestly, all the ass was for a hug. I'm like, fuck, I can't even give them that. So to me, this is the next best thing. Cody, I know you're going through some shit and I have repeated it multiple times, that your business when you're ready to let it all out. But right now, I just want you to chill, take a minute to figure yourself out, because your head's strong, and even though you're not in the wrong, and side note, even when you are sometimes, it's hard to admit, but what the fuck, you're only human. Alright, so let's get back to a happier place, like when we were kids sitting down watching Sesame Street, or is that Sesame Place? I can't remember, the guy wouldn't let me leave the room, had me handcuffed to the heater, but that's a whole different chapter. I'm just kidding, you know I love to spread laughter. It's intoxicating, it's in our nature. Attention is one thing, but to make somebody laugh at something you said is like adrenaline for your head. I can go on with all these back and forth words that match up and back and forth dimensions of reality, but that's not going to make the pain less normal, I guess normality. What is normal, by the way? I asked my uncle that one day, he has also left this earth, and he answered me by saying, there's no such thing as normal. Things like that stuck in my head growing up, and I would ask these weird questions non-stop, ADHD, or whatever you want to call it. I was a curious cat, and I believe asking all these questions never put me at risk of getting killed or nothing like that. So I can keep going on and on and on and on like that song, but I think I speak for myself and everybody at the creator's crew, which you said to us we got you back 100%, and I meant everything I've said up until this point, talking about points and percentages. I mean, come on, talking about employee of the month, I guess I should get that because I do all these raplets where you guys sit there and pretty much never even put it to the test. I'm just joking, relax, I don't care if you do one or not. This is not Jimmy James speaking for the next sentence. You motherfuckers never even put one together. I mean, even Justin Stewart did a rap with, and he didn't even have to write it. He said that straight up, are you going to love me forever? Sorry, had to sneak that in, getting back to the twist of all this. But he really did say that out loud, or I guess we can call it a mouth bit out of his mouth bit. And now it wasn't all great, but I give him an A for the effort. So Cody, I know this is a short story with not the best of endings, but if you want one of those, you should probably go to one of those Massachusetts who give you the full extent of your release. Anyway, okay, I put away the demon. Back to Jimmy James and my brain that's always thinking and dreaming. I love you, bro, and I think you're the man for saying that you did. I believe with all my heart you're a bigger man than me, and I'm going to end it there because life isn't fair. People pay taxes and everybody dies in the end. Nobody gets out alive, but I promise you we will meet one day, maybe if not on Earth, we will meet as soulmate. Side note, don't mean that in a gay way, but there's nothing wrong with being gay, by the way. But shit, that's probably for a different whole poetry rhyme to rap lit, so I'll just quit while I'm not ahead. I love all you alphabet groups, I'm part of you too, and I'm not talking about the band, by the way. And when I say Hootie Who, I'm not talking about the blowfish. I pretty much just subconsciously said about 8 blowjob jokes without realizing it. Shit, I guess I should have swallowed my tongue on these bits. Whoops, there goes another one, or possibly another son. Haha, just kidding, have a laugh, have a blessed live life like it's your last day. Because the last thing I wanted to mention is I've been in children's hospitals, and I've seen sick kids dying at the ages of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And when you see life from that aspect, you kind of put the bullshit from the everyday routine and you say to yourself, from now on, I'm not going to worry so much about something that could be easily fixed, and I'm not saying that everybody has that solution, but next time you're bitching about pollution or who's doing what to you and what you feel, and no, Cody, I'm not talking about you here, I'm just talking about what people fear in general, maybe next time, Google pulmonary hypertension. Get back to me on that and then bitch about somebody else's problems. But this was dedicated to Cody. I really hope I made him feel cozy, like crawled up next to a fireplace with another dude under covers. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to escape this shit and end it. So peace out for now, my friends. This is a bonus. Thank you for listening. Peace out, your friend. Never in doubt, Jimmy James. Much love, much respect to you and everybody in the crew. Peace the fuck yeah. Oh yeah, and last but not least, I honestly don't know what I was going to say, so maybe I'll switch it up like a major league hitter, and just sit back and pray. I can at least do that, even my dumbass can accomplish that in a day. Love you all till the end of May, add 100,000 years and then times it by 20, I'll be right next to your side if you ever need me, or shoulder to lean on, to my friend, until the end, peace out, until the outcome. All my love, until the sun burns out. We'll be right back.
This is what happens when you start a flow. You don't know where you're gonna go, what's next, what's gonna come, or what's gonna jump right out at you. But you better be ready. I love so many things in this life, but how could I get through this life if I don't have any love in this life? Let's start it out with this rap lit called Life. I loved you so much, I would have done anything for you.
Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are the only one, 'cause there's something special about you. I can feel all the feelings are strong, 'cause you are the one I belong to. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. You got the smile that is etched on my mind. You got the gift to make me perfectly satisfied. I'm hasty, but I need to tell you. Maybe I'm hasty, but I need to tell you. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are the only one, 'cause there's something special about you. I can feel all the feelings are strong, 'cause you are the one I belong to.
I told you,
you got the
once,
smile that is etched on my mind.
The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you,
you got
once,
the gift to make
twice.
Me perfectly
the way
satisfied.
I feel, here's my advice.
Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are the only one, 'cause there's something special about you. I can feel all the feelings are strong, 'cause you are the one I belong to. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. I can't stop this, 'cause you are my soulmate. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are the only one, 'cause there's something special about you. You got the smile that is etched on my mind. Maybe I'm hasty, but I need to tell you. Yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are the only one, 'cause there's something special about you. I can feel all the feelings are strong, 'cause you are the one I belong to.
I loved you with all my heart, and now I gotta go. I wrote this song for you. I'll see you. And now, sorry, B-Bear. I'm sorry I never flew, and then I lost you. And now, sorry. And now, sorry. I'm sorry I never came through when you needed me the most, but I'm right here trying to make the best of this situation. Of the situation. The best of this situation. Of the situation. I wish I had another chance. I wish I had another chance to tell you that I was full and ready for the full romance. The fact is, you know I loved you.
And you know who I'm talking about. Faith Weaver. B-Bear. The fact is, you know I loved you. The fact is,
from the bottom, moving straight to the top.
I told you once, I wish I had another chance
to tell you that way I feel.
Here's my advice.
Romance.
I told you once.
Just got back from work, cooking some dinner. Just wanted to give a shout out to Jimmy. If you guys have not noticed, and I'm sure you've got to have noticed, the dude is working overtime, not only with his stuff, but promoting all of our stuff. So I appreciate you, Jimmy. I just want you to know I love you. And I'm so grateful that you're in this realm, in this atmosphere. Nihon, you need to listen to that last episode.
From it, destiny arrives all the same. And now it's here. Or should I say, I am.
I ask you, to what end? Destiny arrives all the same. Dread it. Run from it. Fuck, I fucked that up. Shit. Take two. I ask you, to what end? Run from it. Dread it. Destiny arrives all the same. And now, it's here. Or should I say, I am. So, you guys probably heard me put that a lot in my show. And obviously, that is me, meaning I am here. I am your destiny. If you're clicking on it, meaning that's what it means. It doesn't mean like, you know, I think I'm some sort of Titan God. So, I wanted to add this in because I did not want to do a whole nother episode, so I just added this into this show. I got that message from Eddie, and I was just like, wow. And I haven't slept yet, so I'm like a lot tired. I guess this is a good time to do a, like, a TikTok video.
Shit, hold on. Alright. So, I'm dealing with some, I'm not feeling good. I actually just got off the phone with Faith. You guys know who Faith is. I know I talked about that in the beginning for a lot longer than I wanted to admit. But I just said, I guess, because she just called me and, well, she texted me and said something really nice. It's too long of a story to get into, but long story short, somebody took something and never returned it from me, and it was part of her family, la la la, blah blah blah, la la la. And now she's talking to people she doesn't want to talk to just to try to get it back, because it's a piece of art from my grandmom. And I'm gonna tell you guys this now, and her at the same time. I'm gonna leave that in there from the beginning, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I mean, I do. Like, I'm not fucking retarded. I mean, I get it, but there's a lot of things happening. For instance, I have been sitting here trying to just take a pee for like 6 hours, and I can't. It's not because there's something wrong with me anywhere in my body. It's mostly mentally. And then what happens is it starts to eat at me emotionally. And the reason why I'm telling you this part of the story and more to it is because Eddie said that, and he thinks, like, what? Because I mention him and I mention you guys. I mean, I think as a human being, that's the least I can do. I mean, fuck, I went and wrote a rap, you know, my raplet thing, which wasn't trying to make it super funny or super anything. I was just trying to make it something special for just Cody to laugh, and hopefully he's doing better, and I'm not going to bring any of that up, because that's not my business to bring up, and I would never do that. But the reason why, I guess I never told you guys this, she said that I said stuff about her, well, about her on the show, but not about her, like, her name. I brought up stuff that would be clearly me talking about her, or trash talking her, and I don't remember doing any of that. Doesn't mean I'm right. I said, let me hear the episodes. So, I believe I did this before. Oh yeah. I still have the whole episode, it's unpublished, where I just went fucking off. And then I wrote, okay, sometimes I write better with words. So yeah, I did do a raplet about her, but not in a bad way. Just like more in a truthful way. Because it's hard for me to obviously speak in words, and that's the whole point of my show, right? But I really don't want to say this, because this is going to open up a can of worms, and not because of her, or it's because of the show, and I don't want to do it. And let's say what I say gets me 50 more thousand followers, and Faith is now part of the show, and we're banking money, or whatever, we're making like decent amount of money just for doing it. I don't even know if it's worth it. And there's something wrong with me, meaning not the regular ADHD part. Like, I told you guys, like, my legs were swollen for a couple of days. Well, that shit's coming back, and I'm, like, starting to fucking see things again. And not, like, things that when my eyes are open, it's like I start to get tired, and I start to see things in, like, very vivid color, form, texture, and I, like, jolt myself back up, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I've never had that before. So I will give you guys an update on that, but I think that has something to do with, that part has something to do with either two things. Something's, fate is right, and something's going on with my legs. It could be on my heart or something, and I'm like, yeah, she wants like me to go to the hospital, and I'm like, yeah, I don't care. If I die, I die. That's the end of it. It's like, if it's your time, it's your time. There's nothing you can do, you know? I'm not saying if somebody cuts your time short, that's a different story, but, you know, murder, that's a totally different thing. But, if I am telling you that I am happy, well, let me scratch that. I'm not happy. I am okay with it, as I'm still trying to be. I'm okay with passing or going into the next dimension of this, you know, rap flow. Coming up, I'm okay going to the next dimension from here to there. Some call it purgatory. I call it life. Because I've been with it, and I know all about it since I was young enough to still be in those kid underwear shorts. Anyway, I'm not really rhyming here, I'm just like trying to keep my mind safe. I keep seeing shit. I need to go to sleep, guys. I'm tired. And I'm depressed. And I know somebody else who's depressed, going through some stuff, and I feel for them. And that's what an empath is, and it's one of your friends, and they're going through things, like, it's like, you just feel bad, and it hits you. It might not hit you right away, but it's gonna hit you, and, I'm not gonna tell you who. It's not because, you know, oh, it's a mystery, it's not my business or place to say it, and I think you all agree on that. So you guys are getting some behind the scenes, something I don't usually talk about. So last but not least, before I forget any more of that stuff, I just seen it again. That was, my eyes were all the way closed. So what I just saw really quickly, so as I was, like, leaning down to talk more, I just saw, like, skull eyes that were red and, like, shifted towards, like, me, but not looking at me. And I'm, like, looking at it with open arms, like, yeah, what are you gonna fucking do, bro? Not, like, a tough guy thing. So, I think she, yeah, fuck it.
fucking she just, if you guys heard what I said prior to all this happening, and you guys don't know what happened, and that's fine. I'm not trying to bring that out. Because look, if it was something, well, it was something bad enough where I wouldn't talk to somebody ever again, but it also, I don't think she's that type of person, and I'm not that type of person, and it doesn't matter, it's not a right or wrong thing, it's just like, I'm not that type of person. I need to get water. I'm going to stop the recording, guys. I can't keep going on about this, but thank you, Eddie. I'm putting this out, and I just want you guys to realize, like, how fucking sick I am right now, and I wish you guys would know that part, that I can barely, I can't wait to take my medicine or an ibuprofen and just fucking just not wake up. No, I just like want to go to sleep, so I'm ending it here at 13 minutes and 30 seconds. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another, and here is the newest beatdown from Jimmy James called I forget the name. Shit. I actually do forget. So, you guys used to be able to see that shit. I'll let you know in a minute. Hey guys, last but not least, I know you're probably so fucking sick of hearing me saying, hey, one more thing. Just to be clear, for everybody, I actually talked to Faith about this, and I did tell her that what I said, and, I mean, I didn't tell her, she didn't hear it yet, but, she will have every opportunity to come on the show and talk about it if she likes, but you never know. I gave it some thought, and I was like, well, I don't care really. I mean, I did it first, and I'm like, you know what, maybe it might help a couple out there, who knows. Alright, but I swear this is the last time I'm adding anything in. I'm done. This has already been out for over 8 hours, going on 9, so like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This is Jimmy James saying peace out. And with a P.S., I hope you know I'm going to be off of podcasting for a week or two. I need that break. I'm sorry. It's not because it's the end of the season. Too many things are going on, and I feel like I'm not breathing. If that makes any sense. And to my close friends, I say this, I'm here for you guys as best as I can possibly be. Peace out, much love, take care of one another. Always and forever. You never know when your day is up, so live each day like it's your last. Peace, peace, and more peace. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jimmy James, and I'm just here to tell you guys, well, that's the end of the show. You know, the goodbye part, the end of everything. I mean, the show. I just wanted to say goodbye from the bottom of my dark heart.
Oh, shit. Hey, what's up, everybody? Take care of yourself, seriously. I don't know what's coming on in the future. I guess I'll be changing this up again. Listen to me on TikTok, and then go back and listen to me on Spotify, because that is what it takes to be a true champion Spotifyer. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying at this point. Come up to me and be like, yo, dude, you're blowing up, bruh. Like a fucking bomb, bruh. You're blowing up, dude. Well, parts of what you got. And I'm gonna be like, well, it's not just me. It's my followers and listeners. They're the ones that got me to this place. I owe it all to you, no matter where I end up. If it's in, I don't know, LA someday, and I'm just like in some room, and it's just a bunch of fat guys sitting around a table, and we're talking about each other, and we're like, and we're just fat, disgusting, and then we decide, like, well, why don't we put cameras on ourselves, and we do that, and then no matter how much we try, you could just see the sweat trickling down their fucking side of their faces, because they're fat and out of fucking shape, and all they do is talk in a microphone 99% of their lives, and then when they're not on the microphone, guess what? They're talking about what they're gonna be talking about. Yeah, I wanna be one of those guys. Put me in an early grave because I worry about what you think. That's all I give a shit about, is what you think. I only care about what you think of me. I just wanted to say goodbye.
It is a...
What's up?
You are now tuning in to the Jimmy.
You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show. A to Z.
And then I was like, no way. And then I was like,
What's up? You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show. A to Z. You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show.
And then I was like, no way.
And then I was like,
what's up? This is Jimmy James.
You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show. Basically, and then I was like, no way. And then I was like,
what's up? This is Jimmy.
You are now tuning in. Then I was like, A to Z. No way. And then I was like,
what's up? This is Jimmy James. A to Z. A to Z. What's up? This is Jimmy James. What's up? This is Jimmy James.
You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show. A to Z. Z. Basically.
What's up? This is Jimmy.
You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show. A to Z. Z.
tuning in to the Jimmy G
and then and then I was like,
no way.
Basically. And then I was like,
no way.
And then I was like,
what's up? You are now tuning in to the Jimmy James Show, A to Z.
What's up? This is Jimmy James. A to Z. A to Z.
Basically.